In case you're just tuning in, this is the Monday, March 25th edition of the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Kathleen Marshall, and joining me in the studio today is Kristen Kunkel of the North Cal Procurement Technical Assistance Center, also known as NorCal PTAC. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
First question, what is the Procurement Technical Assistance Center, also known as NorCal PTAC?
I know it's a mouthful. In a nutshell, what we do is we are a nonprofit organization hosted here on Humboldt State University's campus, and we help small businesses, particularly women-owned, minority-owned, and other small businesses, also veteran-owned, navigate the complex world of government contracting. And government contracting can kind of be a mouthful itself. What the heck does that mean? It's really just selling your products or services to a government agency.
So can you give us an example of what types of small business would be trying to sell a product or a service to a government agency? What type of agency? What type of good or service?
I'm glad you asked, because people are often very surprised at what the government buys. The state of California is the fifth largest economy in the entire world. The federal government is the largest economy in the entire world. You can imagine they buy a lot of stuff. So the first thing that might come to mind, you see all those construction workers on the side of the road. Often those are contractors with Caltrans. They went through an RFP process and won that contract. So that's a common one: construction, architecture and engineering, electrical, things like that.
And just in case people out there don't know, RFP means
request for proposals.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there's been a request for a proposal. A local business writes one of those up and submits it.
Exactly.
And
but every office. So if you imagine the Caltrans office that's here in Eureka, they are just like a regular office. Maybe if you're sitting in an office right now, you can look around and everything you see, the government buys. They buy paper clips, they buy office paper, they buy printers, furniture, things like that. They buy security systems. Just today, I was looking on the website to see if I could find anything specifically interesting. I saw that the prisons were seeking companies or nonprofits to teach art classes to incarcerated individuals. There were language interpreting services, Spanish, American Sign Language, things like that, financial forecasting, temp services. I mean, pretty much if you sell it, the government probably buys it.
So what you provide in terms of guidance for local businesses to try to get these government contracts, that's not exclusive to a local for-profit business then. It sounds like you also work with nonprofits to get contracts.
We actually usually work with for-profit businesses. That's a caveat of our contract, although we can provide some minor guidance to nonprofits as well.
I see. Thank you for clarifying that. And so There are so many government agencies. How about cluing us in on the variety of government agencies that you will help businesses work with?
Yeah, it's anything from the state of California, like I mentioned, Caltrans, Cal Fire, CDCR, the Department of Corrections, any state agency you can think of, high-speed rail, things like that. Then there's the federal government. I mean, you might want to do business with the Forest Service, GSA, General Services Administration, any federal agency you can think of. But then, I mean, for people who are just getting started, we often recommend that they look for local opportunities. So the city of Eureka, the county of Humboldt, those are also government agencies. Humboldt State University is a government agency. They procure tons of services every year.
And so say I am a catering business, and I want to expand my services in the greater community so that I can make more money. So I've heard about you guys, NorCal PTAC. How do I get in touch with you? What can you do for me in this hypothetical situation?
Well, we have three core services, and the first is one-on-one counseling. So if you come to us with your catering business, we would assign you a procurement specialist who can help you remotely. You don't even have to leave your office or home. And they can help you find, do some market research to find out which government agencies are already buying what you're selling. Then you'll know who to target. Another service we provide is bid matching. It's basically an email service that, based on keywords for your business, you'll start getting email opportunities every day. So if you do catering, we would type catering and maybe food and some other keywords into our system, and then you'll start getting opportunities emailed to you. We can also help you once you find an opportunity that you want to bid on. We can help you prepare your proposal. We can help you understand all the complex regulations and wording, acronyms that you see in all of these contracts. They can be really confusing.
Oh, bad.
And so that's one thing that we help people understand. And then, of course, we also provide free workshops as well.
Okay, so in your title, the organization is called NorCal, which means Northern California. You provide these services to businesses in Northern California. Well, you know, there are varying definitions of what Northern California means. What regional area do you work with?
We actually have a very large service area. Even though we're based here in Humboldt County, our service area extends from the Oregon border, Del Norte County, all the way down to Santa Clara County, San Jose. It's basically, it kind of sticks along the coast there, but it migrates a little bit over. We do serve Shasta County, Siskiyou, and Trinity as well. But if for some reason you're listening and you're outside that service area, there are PTACs nationwide that do exactly what we do, and we can connect you with another PTAC. There's one in Sacramento, one in Monterey.
Well, I was just about to say that I don't know anybody locally who manufactures paperclips, but given the region that you serve, perhaps there is a company in Santa Clara that produces paperclips.
And you don't have to manufacture paperclips. I mean, a local office supply company who simply purchases paperclips for resale could resell those straight to the government.
Gotcha. So for people in Santa Clara County, which is 300 miles away from your offices here in Humboldt County, if they want to have a consultation, initial consultation with you, do they just hop on the phone or can you do FaceTime or Skype?
Yeah, so it's all remote. We use a conferencing software called Zoom. And so if you want to see our faces, if you want us to see your face, then we can arrange that. Some people just like to talk on the phone, and that works for us too.
And so is there some type of success rate you can cite for people who might be interested?
Sure. Just in the last fiscal year, our clients won $166 million in government contracts. So like I said, that was local, state, federal. And what I didn't mention is also subcontracts. So if you're a very small business, you might be interested in subcontracting with a larger business. We have a lot of clients who do that as well.
Okay. You did earlier mention that you hold workshops, and I know you have some upcoming workshops. Tell us about those.
Yes, we're very excited. Like I said, we serve such a large region, so we actually don't have as many workshops in Humboldt County as we wish we would. So we have two coming up, actually one in Humboldt and one in Del Norte. Both are contracting with California state government. So basically you'll learn how to sell your products and services to the state of California. You'll learn about which agencies might already buy what you sell. You'll learn about how to market yourself to state agencies. And one of the most important things we'll talk about is how to get certified as a small business or a disabled veteran-owned business. Those are certifications that can give you more opportunities when doing business with the state. They actually have some opportunities that are set aside only for small businesses or only for disabled veterans. And we'll talk about how to get certified. So we actually invited the Department of General Services up from Sacramento to do this workshop. So these are the people who certify small businesses. You'll be hearing it right from the source.
And where will the workshops be held?
So we have two workshops, both on April 4th. The one in Eureka is from 9 a.m. to noon at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center in Eureka. And then we'll be in Crescent City on the same day, an evening workshop from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Seaquake Brewing in Crescent City. And I want to add that Crescent City workshop, since it's at Seaquake Brewing, we're going to provide some appetizers, and you can feel free to buy yourself some drinks too. It'll be a fun, casual environment.
And I understand the workshops are free for the attendees.
They are free, yes.
And free is fabulous. I was also wondering about where people who are just hearing about this, where can they get more information, not only about NorCal PTAC, but also about workshops? Because I know you have more workshops other than these two planned for the month of April, certainly.
Yeah, I would suggest that they check out our website, which is norcalptac.org. That's NORCALPTAC.org. We have our entire calendar there. They're also welcome to give me a call. My direct number is 707-826-3922. But everything's available on our website. I'd also love to chat with anyone who has any questions.
And so, you know, one thing I was wondering, Christina, you mentioned that these two upcoming workshops in Eureka and Crescent City are geared towards getting contracts with the state of California. Is getting contracts with the federal government or a local state agency that much different?
It's a little bit different. It's, to be honest, a little bit easier to do business with the state than it is the federal government. The universities are technically state agencies, so we will talk about how to do business with Humboldt State University at this workshop in Eureka.
And so what is a word of advice that you might give a new business owner who has gone through this process and perhaps has not received a contract?
One thing that I like to say is don't be afraid to be a professional stalker. There's a line between being a real stalker and a professional stalker. So like I said, we help you do market research to find out who your target agencies are. Once you find out who those agencies are, we can help you find contacts, and you want those contacts to know exactly who you are. You want to call them regularly, email them regularly, remind them who you are, what you do, and we can help you navigate how to communicate in ways that the state and federal government want to hear too.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Christina. This has been illuminating.
Thank you for having me.